All right, what is up, everybody? This is the final Daily Dose of Awesome of 2016, bye-bye 2016. We are closing off the year strong, just a lot of excitement going into the new year, guys, and I'm so excited for all of you who have recently upgraded to VIP and become VIP members of Elite Marketing Pro. Not only does that mean that you're taking that next step into your business, but you're really making a commitment for the rest of your life. And we're here for this community is going to be here for you. So keep it rocking. So welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your like 15-minute daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today we're going to have I thought it'd be appropriate for the last day that we're having a Daily Dose of Awesome this year that we do a Q&A, especially on the topic that we kind of covered yesterday. Because I'm just trying to make sure I'm live here. Because there are quite a few questions, and there are kind of a few different approaches that people can take. So, there I am.
I'm just trying to make sure I'm live here.
What's up, Betsy? How's it going? What I want you guys to do, if you're starting to watch this, and Betsy, if you can help me out and make sure to post, ask people to post your questions inside the comments as they're rolling in, then that would really, I'd really appreciate that. That would help me out so that I have some questions to roll with. You know, what inspired this was I had a call with one of our VIP members. Just so you guys know, new VIP members this month, I'm offering a free one-on-one consultation that you can use at any time in 2017. And so one of our VIP members utilized this call, and she was asking a lot of questions about the Facebook strategy we talked about yesterday with Carrie, where she's basically, you know, posting ads and having people reach out to her and ask to privately connect. And so and when you think about it, that's like the network marketer's dream come true, when you can actually put up a post and throw a few bucks Facebook's way so you can show it to more people and have those people basically directly request information from you, and you get them over to a chat, eventually a video chat, and have a conversation with them. And then, you know, you work your magic from there. And so I want to talk a little bit about that and some of the options that are available. Again, I haven't personally deployed the strategy, but I understand intimately how it works, and I've been coaching Carrie on how to improve it as she's been implementing as part of our Fast Track to Freedom mentorship program. Carrie has that ability to kind of reach out to me anytime and ask me questions about her approach, and I've been helping her tweak her approach so that it's more effective. Now, if you don't know who I am, my name is Fernie Sabalos. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert, specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple years of discovering the information we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've been responsible for over $11 million in gross income into my home businesses. And a big part of that has also been helping our clients produce hundreds of millions of dollars in their businesses as well. And so our legacy is going strong after over 10 years of being in this industry and empowering people to not only escape the rat race, not only grow and expand their direct sales and network marketing businesses, but develop skill sets that transcend any one industry. Whatever your dream business may be, for some people, network marketing is not their dream business, but it's a means to an end. We empower you with the skills, the marketing skills, the online advertising skills necessary for you to eventually grow that dream business. So that's what we do here. If you're new to these broadcasts, I highly recommend that you subscribe to these daily lives. In the top right corner, you can click on the top right of the video. A little ellipsis symbol will show up, and there you can like our fan page and also subscribe to these live posts so you can get a little ping on your phone every time we go live, and you can either join us live or watch the recording. And if you're watching this on desktop, you can do the same thing by just right above the post, click on our logo. That'll take you to our fan page, and on that fan page, like, and that same like button, pull down menu, and make sure to subscribe to our live post. So, Happy New Year, Robert. How's it going, man? All right. So, Betsy's saying, I spent $6 today and already got a lead this morning. Fantastic. So let's hop right into this conversation. So yesterday, just to recap, we had Carrie on. If you haven't watched that recording, I highly recommend you go back to yesterday's live. It'll be in our video section of the fan page. I may have not categorized it under Daily Dose of Awesome yet, so you might have to look at all videos. But, you know, Carrie's a beautiful girl, and so you'll it'll be easier to find her there. It'll be the one that doesn't have my face on it. And so find that video if you haven't watched it already. But basically, the strategy is very simple. You know, with online marketing, we teach, you know, post an ad somewhere and then drive them to your website. And your website is designed in a certain way that allows us to capture people's information by offering them something of value. And so a simple, you know, an example, if you've never heard of this concept, offering a free ebook. Some people will go as far as offering a free sample, and like a sample of their product on their website. But of course, the traffic, the person coming in, has to be very targeted. So when you post your ads, you're specifically targeting people with specific problems or desires that are going to, and when they come to your website, the messaging on your website has to resonate with them. So your website is essentially the mechanism for capturing their information. They get on an email list in addition to whatever other information they may have submitted, email, name, phone number, depending on if you're going to send them something, that you might also capture an address. And so after that is you have the contact information. You can choose to call them. You can choose to send more emails, whether they're broadcast or automated. And basically, you're building a list. I'll give you an example here. Elite Marketing Pro, we have a list of 100,000 home business owners. We've captured all their email because we've offered them something of value in exchange for the information. In fact, I'll show you an example of this right now. If you are watching this live, if you go to, after we're done here, if you go to the description, there's a URL there, elitemarketingpro.com/go. If you go there, we're gonna. If you're a network marketer, we know you're a network marketer because that's who we're targeting. That's who we're, our audience is. You'll see we offer you something of value. I give you a 10-day online recruiting video course, absolutely free. And all you need to do is submit your email, and we'll send you each day of the course, you know, over the course of the next 10 days to your email inbox. And so that's, you know, that's an example of us doing that, offering you value ahead of time. And then maybe afterwards you'll have an opportunity to purchase my book. I wrote a book that goes into depth as to how to build an attraction marketing system, which is basically an online lead generation and recruiting system. And so that's what we've been teaching for the past 10 years. And also during that time, there's been a concept called social media recruiting, which only now has started to take off. And social media recruiting is essentially it's transposing the stuff you already do offline with, you know, in the cold market when you're prospecting people in public places because you know, resonate with them, or they seem sharp, or you're talking to your friends and family. That's your warm market. There's a warm market on Facebook and there's a cold market on Facebook. And so there's strategies and techniques for actively prospecting people on Facebook, but also something that, you know, social media and Facebook offer you that offline does not offer you is the ability to passively prospect. Passive prospect allows you to post stuff that's going to be enticing, that's going to attract people to you, and it's going to get people to want to ask you for more information. The key to doing this right is that you don't post anything about your company. You don't post the product name, no logos, none of that. The focus is on the result that you're producing in people's lives, or the result you're producing in your life. And it shouldn't be some sort of sales pitch. Now, we teach inside of our training, inside of our community, we teach through a product called Social Media Recruiter. We teach how to properly do this passive prospecting, where you posts that have been proven to produce multiple six-figure incomes. We give you examples of those type of posts. So that's the post of somebody. You post something that intrigues somebody, like, wow, that's really impressive. You lost 10 pounds in 10 days. You didn't have to exercise. I want to know how you did that. And then somebody reaches out to you through a private messenger, and then you begin that conversation. You could also, you know, combine the best of both worlds with regards to online marketing and offline social media recruiting. The passive prospecting part, where your posts, using a fan page, you can do a post and then have that post targeted to other people's audiences, not just your audiences, not just your friends, other audiences. If I wanted to show my Facebook posts to, say, all followers of Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, I can actually do that. Facebook allows me to do that. I just have to, you know, give Facebook a few bucks, and they start showing my post to those audiences. And what some people, what we do a lot is we promote content. We promote, you know, the free offers, like I just said, like on our website, like the link in the description. But also what's happened is one of our members has combined the passive prospecting aspect of it and showing, having these posts show up to other people's audiences. And those audiences start responding, and rather than clicking on the ad or on the post and going to a website, they actually directly request more information by commenting in the ad. So they request information, and then what Carrie does is she sends them a private message, inviting them to a video chat to talk directly, and then she replies to their comment and says, "Hey, I just sent you a private message, and so go check that out." And so she sends a little bit of information or no information at all and advances into a private chat, and then she gets on a private chat with them. That is like network marketing gold right there. And so now there are a few options for doing this. What Carrie was doing is she was promoting a blog post, so she was driving traffic to content on her website, and then people just started organically asking for information, so she just started to oblige and started doing that. Recently what she's done is she started doing Facebook Lives, where she doesn't have a link anywhere. She has a description of what the Facebook Live is about. She's delivering some sort of educational content. The educational content is going to be based on what you're selling. If you're, I recommend that you have a product approach if you're promoting a network marketing business, because that's the least threatening. And focus on kind of doing some recommendations on what somebody needs to do in order to get the health-related result, whether it's lose weight, you know, better skin, or whatever. And so if you're educated on health, then you can do a Facebook Live and you say, by the way, if you'd like to get more information on how you can, you know, 10x these results using a product that I use that's very effective and it's been responsible for me clearing my skin or me losing weight or whatever, then please, send me a comment in the description. I'll send you some information on things you can do right away. And I'll also send you some information on how to enhance those results as well. All free. And so they comment and then you private message them and you friend request them. And then you reply to the comment and you tell them, "Hey, I just sent you some information. Let's connect." And so that's it. So you do the Facebook Live, you deliver some content and teaching. And then at the end you segue towards a call to action, which is, "Hey, let's connect, private message. I want to have an opportunity to mentor some of you one-on-one." That's it. Now, there's also, in Facebook, there's also ads where the call to action can actually be a direct message. So you can actually get direct messaging results. So you can post an ad, and the call to action, when they click on the ad, it basically transfers them to the private messaging messenger app in Facebook, so they can start chatting with you right away. And so that's also an option. So play around with experiment with some of these ideas. You know, drive it to a blog post, maybe in that ad, in addition to offering the blog post, you say, "But hey, if you want to skip the whole, you know, if you want to skip reading an entire blog post and just want to connect and get some, and have me send you some more information, you know, comment below." Or do a Facebook Live where the call to action is comment below. Or do experiment with some of these other ads where the actual call to action could be to open up a chat and start chatting with you. So let me go through some questions real quick and then we'll call it a wrap. All right. Has Facebook algorithm affected this advertising method? No, not at all. Don't worry about that stuff, Mary. That's getting into the weeds. It's not necessary. Someone reported my page and I'm on a fee jail. As far as I know, I have not violated rules. Not easy to get out of the air. Any suggestions? Yeah, Irma, if your account got disabled because for whatever reason, and you have not violated any of the terms and conditions, all you need to do is simply, respond to that disapproval, and basically kiss Facebook's ass. Be really nice and say, "Hey, I noticed my account got shut down. I'd love to know why. I want to, you know, be good stewards of this community and contribute content. As far as I know, I did not violate the policies. So I want to know if there was a false flag of some kind." And so if I did violate something, I'd like to know what it is so I can correct it. But I'd really, really appreciate, you know, you reinstating my account. All I promote is content and value, and I want to continue to do that to the Facebook community if you allow me to. Something very, very, you know, mushy and kiss-assy. So message that, and more likely than not, they'll respond within a few days, and they will reinstate your account. They love when you kiss their ass. That's the bottom line with Facebook. It's like, don't ever get mad at Facebook or send an angry message or anything. So send them a message to get that corrected. All right, let me see. Nicola, how big should the audience size be? Roughly, it's bigger the better, because someone told me to keep it really low. Nicola, there's different philosophies on this type of stuff with regards to how big an audience should be. You know, for the type of strategy we're talking about, where we're connecting personally with people, make it as big as you can make it. Just make sure that the audience is targeted. I recently, I got a tip where someone suggested that I have an audience of more than 1 million people, right? And so because supposedly that's supposed to help lower your ad costs, and it actually worked. I was targeting an audience of more than 1 million people. I kind of clumped some audiences together that I knew were effective, and I got a lower cost per click on that ad. The problem is that now it's less targeted, because there's a lot of different quality of people and as part of that audience, because all those audiences that I clumped together, some are better than others. And so while my upfront metrics were great, my customer acquisition was really low. And so, you know, but if I'm going to be personally reaching out to people and connecting with people through video chat and kind of enrolling them that way, then I'd say, it doesn't matter. You know, large audience, small audience. I'd say if you want to get targeted and you want to get conversions, then focus on not small audiences, but targeted audiences. So don't worry about the size. As long as it's over 100,000, I think you're okay. And just make sure that it's an audience that you know works. If you don't know it works, then you're going to want to test. You're going to want to create an ad that and run it on its own with that just that audience to test it and make sure that it's going to work for you before you clump it into any bigger group. All right, guys. And I hope that what I talked about with regards to the call to action with the Facebook Messenger is clear. I think that's pretty powerful. And if some of you here are saying, well, that sounds like a lot of work, but you have no results, then that's why you have no results. Be willing to do the work, at least in the beginning. I'll give you an example. Kate McShay was somebody that used to call every single one of her leads that she generated online. So even though she's generating them on autopilot online, she would basically follow up and call them and form that relationship. As a result of forming that relationship, a few things happened. They were more likely to take that next step in her funnel, meaning buy whatever membership or whatever product was offered next. The conversion rates went way up. She recruited people into her network marketing organization, and she built a solid community of people that follow her, that know, like, and trust her. And that community is growing. The most powerful thing you can build in this industry, whether it's online marketing or network marketing or whatever, this home-based business industry, is a following that of people that love you. And you're going to do that, and you're going to create momentum in the beginning by willing to hop on the phone. Obviously, Kate doesn't do that anymore because she has too many people coming in. But that creates results. Results create attraction. When you have results, people want to know how you got them. And that draws people to you, and it kind of snowballs from there. So be willing to do it, at least in the beginning. Okay, thank you. Even though it really targeted, it was about 5 countries and only seemed to get response from. I don't target by countries, Nikolai. I target by interest. If you're a part of Elite Marketing Pro, I suggest you review Module 6, and that'll take you to the training. If you're not part of Elite Marketing Pro, then I suggest you go to the link in the description and just kind of just follow the process into our membership. And in Module 6 in our Ignition Coaching Program, we teach you how to properly target people. We don't suggest you just target countries. We suggest you target according to interest. So, you see, thanks, Fernie. Believe me, I contacted them 4 times and begged them, but I will try a couple things. Also, Irma, you could also just use an account of a husband or a friend. Open up a separate account. You could also open up a business.facebookpay.com account. But you're going to want to email them every 3 days. And just, don't beg them. Just, kiss their ass. Just be really nice. So if you have any trouble, just post in the Facebook group for EMP, and we'll figure out a solution. Don't worry, there's a way to do it. This happened to me. It's happened to Vince Reed. Vince Reed has like 4 accounts now because he had some suspended and he needed to start using his wife's account. And then I taught him, what to say. I taught him what to say in the emails to Facebook, and he was able to reinstate his original accounts. So now he has a bunch of accounts. So it's pretty cool that I was able to help Vince Reed. All right, so that's it for today, guys. That is our New Year's, our New Year's Daily Dose of Awesome. I do want to say one thing. You'll be hearing some things in our community. One of our members, Dustin Mortensen, tragically passed away. I believe yesterday or the day before in a helicopter accident. He's a National Guard. He's in the National Guard, and he was running basically a routine training mission, and unfortunately passed away. So we'll be posting some information in the community. Dustin was also one of our Ignition coaches. Very dedicated, very, very cool guy. I'm lucky because I got the opportunity to hang out with him in LA, and so he will be missed. So some information will be coming. So thank you, guys.